This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are 7 new police officers patrolling the streets of Flint these days. They were hired as part of the public safety millage that was approved by Flint voters last November. But can 7 more officers really make a dent in Flint's crime rate, a rate that keeps Flint in the unenviable spot near the top of many of the most violent city lists? Kevin Smith is the president of the Flint Police Officers Association. He joins us from Flint. Kevin, welcome to Stateside. So with the recent hiring of 7 officers, that leaves Flint's police department with 124 officers, and that's down from a high of about 350 in better times. And Kevin, you tell me those 7 new officers really won't make a big difference in crime anytime soon. So what would it take in terms of staffing to make Flint noticeably safer?
You know, I'd say some restructuring and with an additional 30 officers would make a tremendous difference and immediate impact.
Now, there were supposed to be 10 new officers hired because of this millage. What happened?
You know, that's a good question, and I've been very vocal on trying to get that that answer out. And actually, with the 7 new officers, we've lost 3 to retirement, so it's actually a net gain of 4.
And there were supposed to be at least 10. Now, do you expect to be able to hire more officers now that this millage was approved?
Well, originally, I mean, if you just do the quick numbers, entry-level police officers starting at about $32,000 a year. You know, let's say their benefit package is, you know, $18,000, which I'm going to say that's high. And let's say their entry level is at $50,000. So if you hire 4 guys at $50,000, well, that's $200,000. And if you ask the citizens of the city of Flint to pass the biggest millage in the history of Genesee County for 6 mills, and that's $5.3 million, well, you're spending 200 of it. What about the other $5.1 million?
And what kind of answer do you get when you put that to your emergency financial manager?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I can't really get much rapport with them. But when I asked them that, I think the word they used, it would be irresponsible to get officers, to hire a bunch of officers now.
I did see a quote where Ed Kurtz, the emergency financial manager, said, irresponsible to hire a flood of officers only to lay them off a few years later as millage revenue decreases and grants aren't renewed. And I guess there is some concern that even though that millage might generate that $5.3 million this year, what do you think would happen in future years as the population keeps shrinking and property values drop?
Well, it's like anything. I mean, I think that it's $5.3 million this year. I'm sure it's going to go under $5 million next year, and my guess would be $4.8 or $4.9 million. But if you have the most violent city in America and you don't really have a plan to stop crime, I mean, people are fleeing the city of Flint at 8.8 people per day. Businesses are leaving because of high water rates and crime. I mean, you're not attracting anything. And in our opinion, we might not have Flint in a few years. I mean, we need assistance and we need help now. They put on a ballot for now. But, I mean, and also note that, you know, I think this is one of the first times in history locally anywhere that not only was the millage placed on the ballot and passed in a tough time for citizens of the city of Flint, it was also, I don't know how many people are aware of it, but it was a retroactive back to July 1st of 2012. Folks are just kind of tired of what's going on, and for them to come to the plate and say, hey, look, we're tired of this. We need help. We want to, you know, we're already having a tough time with high water rates and crime. Hey, we're going to reach into our pocket and do something that was amazing that they did. And also, I mean, on our end, we didn't endorse this millage.
Totally from the voters. So, Kevin, what would your message be to Flint residents? As we're talking today, you've got your 7 new officers on the street, but what would you want to say to the people of Flint who are listening right now?
You know, I just kind of like say the same thing I say to the 85 officers I represent. Hey, go out there every day. We're going to do the job to the best of our ability. We're going to stick together. We're going to stay as a team. We're going to try and get crime down and get statistics down and not be one of the most violent cities in America and try to make a change and get Flint back to where it used to be. I mean, I know a lot of people are discouraged right now with the passing of the millage and not many officers, and I don't have those answers for them. I continually try to get the answers for them on a daily basis, but we got to all stick together and continue to fight and you know, try and make it the best place that we're at.
Kevin, give us a sense of the challenges on the ground every day that your officers face.
I mean, it's just like this. Here's a challenge. I mean, I can tell you firsthand because, I mean, I'm the first union president that we know of history that, because I've been vocalizing about this millage, has been now been placed as a non-full-time position, and I've been ordered to the road. So I can tell you right, I mean, I've been on the road as of, you know, yesterday. It's hard going out there, being down multiple calls. You have to be aware of your surroundings, what backup, where's your backup coming from, what call you're going to. I mean, and that's kind of what this administration has a hard time seeing. They don't really understand what the first responders and the ground troops are dealing with on a daily basis. You know, they don't understand that, hey, if you're going to a major priority one call, that there's 30 people fighting and you only got two or three officers, you know, responding from the city of Flint. You don't know if a county car is going to help you. They don't understand that you need, you know, 10 officers there.
Now, I know we've talked about your attempts to reach out to and get some answers from Ed Kurtz, the emergency financial manager. Have you had conversations with Mayor Walling?
Not so much. Actually, a little bit of Brown and Kurtz. And, you know, even on their end, I was trying to, the new officers that came in were unsure of for about a week if they were going to even have step increases, which they were promised when they were hired. And no one could make the decision. And I climbed all the channels and ended up with Mr. Kurtz and finally spoke with him, at which point he got a little irritated because I asked him a question, was looking for an answer. I was very respectful in front of these four officers that were inquiring about it, and he just said he wasn't going to talk to me about it and hung the phone up on me. So as far as a rapport, I mean, you would think that, you know, we're the biggest union, police union in the city of Flint. We're the front responders, first responders, in the most violent city in America, man. We want to be the liaison. We want to work together. But it just seems like, I mean, and it's crazy to say that, and I'm sure the viewers or the listeners would agree. I mean, how are we not the liaison, and how are they not trying to help us instead of, you know, kind of attack us?
Got to be a tough challenge day in, day out to try to keep the spirit up and knowing how outflanked you are in terms of staffing, and then if you're feeling that you're not getting the support at City Hall. That's just got to be very tough for your officers.
Well, you're hitting it right on the nose. I mean, and you know, we're understaffed, we're undermanned, the crime is up, and yet we took a almost 30% concession forced upon us under the EFM, which every other union, whether they agreed or disagreed in the city of Flint, are hovering between a 20 to 22% concession. So it's almost like a kick in the face to them, I would say. So, I mean, that don't help the situation out, but, hey, you just got to keep fighting, and we took an oath to do the job and go out there every day and work on behalf of the citizens of Flint.
Kevin, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Kevin Smith is the president of the Flint Police Officers Association. He spoke to us from Flint.